I guess maybe I should explain what a podcast is.
Oh, Hank cranked up the fifth of Jack. Everybody share the buzz. Everybody share the buzz.
How sweet you are.
Everybody share the buzz.
It's lame, but I'm not that creative.
Everybody you can't make this shit up.
I'm pretty sure you just did.
Everybody share the buzz.
Can I just go on record to say, what up, y'all?
Baby.
And P.S., the logo we have is fucking dope as shit. And I don't think we need to change it one damn bit, because ain't nobody shown us nothing that better than this right here. And I'm looking at it right now, dude. Look at that, dude. That's a sharp card, dude. You cannot tell me that is not a sharp card.
It's not bad.
I understand, like, rejuvenating, but like, dude, that is a fucking classic card, dude. Why would you ever want to change that?
Speaking
says of says everything it needs to say right then and there.
Yeah,
it's the bottom of a rocks glass. It's got the beautiful skyline.
Well, I look at it, I can't even tell it's the bottom.
And
of
it's not, dude. Really, I love these. I love these ideas. I've seen them, but dude, that's a sharp card. Like, you came up with that. That's yours. You should own that shit. Copyright, trademark. It's a sweet fucking card.
I do want to spice the website up a little bit, make it for the new year.
Spice it up, baby. But don't change that card, because that card's hot, dude. Motherfuckers look at that. They're like, shit, I've seen the bottom of rocks glass before. And everything's streamlined, man. It's perfect.
What's going on, guys?
Hanging out.
So nice to see your beautiful shining faces again.
Likewise.
Bing.
How was Florida?
It was great, man. It was a really good time. Ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, welcome to Share Your Buzz. I'm Tony. Spencer's here.
Happy New Year.
Chris is here.
How it do?
So, yeah, man, we're doing a quick little supplemental here, because I want to see. I was thinking about, you know, we can do like we can run a repeat or something, but I want to see how long we can go without having to skip a week. We've gone a solid I know the whole first year we skipped a couple at the beginning, but I think we've been out of the 54 episodes we have now. I'm pretty sure we've gone at least 50 of those straight through.
Yeah, we have an honest idea of what's going on here, so. Like, we don't like to skip. We kind of all hold ourselves accountable. So it's like, why would you skip? You know, even if it's a Wednesday night, we're still here.
Yeah, screw it.
I feel like that's something to be said.
And we're in that weird limbo week between Christmas and New Year's too, where it's like, it's kind of still feels like vacation week, even though it's a short week, or it's in between two holidays.
I just learned today that the 12 days of Christmas are the days after Christmas, not the 12 days before Christmas.
Really?
That is a very true statement.
I did not know that.
Where did you find this information at?
Paul Kuharsky. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, 104.5 The Zone.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And Paul said, hey, all you fuckers that are throwing your trees out on the 26th are doing it wrong. So essentially, from what we understand, Paul's a very smart guy, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I would love him to sponsor our show, 104.5 The Zone. I'm an avid listener. That being said, it's the 12 days after Christmas. So what you're doing is you're essentially keeping your tree up. You're keeping your lights on all the way up to the new year.
Yeah.
And that's celebration.
That makes sense. That's the way I've always done it. I always keep my – we were just talking about this. I take my lights down the day after New Year's Day. Day after New Year's Eve.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Paul was talking about people doing it wrong, because he was like, I live in Franklin and I'm watching people with their trees on the, you know, the curb on the 26th. And he's like, y'all are doing it wrong.
Dude, I came home. I flew back in on Monday the 26th, the day after Christmas. And I had to go grab a couple of things, because I didn't have any groceries for the week. So I ran up to Kroger. The day after Christmas, dude, Kroger had all the Christmas shit like 75% off at the front of the store.
Oh, don't
already breaking out Valentine's Day shit.
Don't think I didn't buy some candles.
Right? So what do I need for next year?
Get some candy on the cheap.
I didn't buy no candy, but I bought some candles because they were like $3.99 for the big ones. I was like, oh, yeah.
If you walk up in someone's house and you see some Christmas candy out in July, you know they hit up all them sales after the, they're still eating candy from the after Christmas sale. The
problem with candy is if it's in my house, I will eat it. So
yeah.
I don't like
yeah,
to
that's
it
terrible.
Around.
And I did it today, too, dude. I went and spent like over $100 at the grocery store today, and I was like, hell yeah.
Eating large.
Because guess what? I ain't going to have to mess with nothing for a minute.
Oh, dude, I ate so many bad foods over Christmas break, man. And I threw almost everything out from the Christmas party that was left over that was not booze. But I saved a couple of things because I know I'm gonna when I get drunk on the weekends, I'm going to want some of that snack food. So I saved some of them little chocolates and stuff. But
hope you saved my Pyrex.
Yeah, oh, I gave it back to you. I dropped it off. Nah. I dropped it back off with your
roommate. Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh well. So in other words, my Pyrex is not there. Where's it at?
No, it's gotta be there. I gave it to him.
Silence. I kill you.
What did you guys? What did you guys do for Christmas?
Drink.
You go to see the folks?
Yeah, I went to old Shelbyville, Tennessee, the walking horse capital of the USA. Spent a little time with my sister.
The walking horse
family. It is. Tennessee walking horses, baby. It's a one-horse town, literally, except for 2 weeks out of the year when they have a national championship there.
You're going to have to elucidate what that means. I don't know what is it just horses walking rampantly through town?
It's a style of horse. It's a breed of horse. I guess you can make any horse walk like that. It's actually a fairly inhumane.
It's a Tennessee walking horse, Tony. Come on, man.
Yeah, they do.
Do your research, dude. Google that shit.
I'm gonna have to Google. I didn't know this was a thing.
Watch the fucking videos, dude.
Like high stepping horses, like zig.
Yeah, they're fucking high stepping.
Oh shit!
Classic.
And they're like generations upon generations of breeding.
And you can make lots of money doing it if you
yeah, if you dude, are you kidding me? Some of those horses are worth like insured for multi millions of dollars.
But with it, you know, but it's kind of some people call it a cruel practice, I guess, how they get
just
them to
walking.
Do it. No, but in order to train them to walk like that, you really got to sort of discipline their. It's not natural how they walk.
No, it's definitely not. That's like a 15-year process to get them even like show ready.
It's crazy. Don't they like they put some sort of weight on their legs and do they?
Well, yeah, it's just not. It's not a natural stride
walk
for
across
a horse.
Hot coal, so they. Ow, ow.
Yeah,
well, yeah. I mean, you know. Who knows what goes on up in Kentucky and, you know, there's some other horses up there, too.
Well, that's cool, man. So, would you guys, like, do, like, a dinner over there? When did you go to your mom's house? Or?
Went to my sister's house. Yeah, had a little brunch action.
Nice.
Got to ride in one of those Razor things, you know, those four-wheel drive.
Oh, dude, nice.
It was pretty fun, yeah.
He took you out in the back 30 and just.
Yeah. This little fucker's fast. He's like, man, this thing will do 80. And it feels like it's going to flip backwards.
Oh, every single time. That's why you're harnessed
front end
in.
Lifts up on
that's why you're harnessed in.
It's really fast. It's pretty scary.
Sounds awesome.
But I did lots of driving. But other than that, it was a very chill weekend.
Yeah.
Very chill. I got to see the Star Wars Rogue One.
Nice, nice.
I hate all of you because I'm going to see it tonight. Nobody's going with me. I'm going to go by myself, y'all.
Hey, I went by myself last night. You know, I remembered how much I actually enjoy going to movies by myself because then no one's going to try to talk to you in the middle of the movie. And
dude. I'm just going to
quick in and out. You don't
pulling the trigger, dude.
It's usually only about a good 2 minutes of shame when you walk in and see all these couples and you sit down and you're like, all right, listen.
Horseshit.
That's everywhere you go. That's everywhere you go, dude. Like, you get the same shame when you walk into like the bar.
I never get the shame when I walk into a bar. Like, I will rock right up to a fucking bar all day long, be by myself.
You know what I felt it, man?
Movies are a little awkward.
I felt it this past weekend at the airport. There's tons of couples going away for the holiday, and I'm like just in my seat in the terminal by myself, reading my book, got my headphones in, listening to podcasts.
So. You're like, I'm such a nerd, dude.
But I also saw the movie by myself, so don't feel bad. And it was great.
Well, that's cool, dude. I'm going. And so what'd you do for yours?
I went home to O-Town, Orlando. I spent the whole week down there. It was fucking beautiful, man. It was in the 70s every day. Me and my old man went out to the beach one day. That was nice, nice and quiet out there. We ate on the marina. We went to Margaritaville one day. It was just like summertime. It was like 76 degrees outside. It was
awesome. Kind of like that here too.
Yeah, that's what I do. I flew back on Christmas, the day after Christmas, and it was 70 something here.
You're
crazy.
Like, what?
But yeah, we did that. And then Christmas, we did Christmas Eve. My mom always throws a big party. So we do like, we start drinking at like 11 o'clock in the morning, eating, drinking, just going all night. And then usually everybody else falls asleep, and I try to stay up and watch some like the late night reverent Christmas movies, like the old black and white Scrooge and all that stuff. And then Christmas morning, I drove up to see spend the day with my daughter. So I guess that was the only day she had off.
How far out of town was that?
2 hours.
Damn.
Yeah. It's not bad. Christmas Day. It's
a nice little ride, though.
Yeah. I got up early. I made it out there. I spent the day with her. I spent the night. And then the next day was kind of stressful because I woke up, had to drive 2 hours back to Orlando to catch my flight.
Oof.
So.
Boo.
I was a little worried about that because I'm leaving here. But dude, it was crazy. Leaving here, it was 21 degrees that morning when I left, and we had to wait in line to de-ice the plane. It was actually flurrying outside, and then I land. And
I was up that morning. I watched it all come through.
What about you, brother? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, like how the planes handle. Like you go from super cold weather down to, you know, or like even when they fly at 35,000 feet or something, it's really cold up there, and then they come down. It's like 100 degrees or something.
I've been on some shady flights, dude. I've been on some shady flights. Ice sucks. Snow sucks. Ice, especially when you're in the air at 32,000 feet. It's like, oh. Like coming into LaGuardia, dude, I almost didn't make it, but I'm here. So not going to go into that story, but yeah, right? My Christmas was awesome, too, because guess what? I said, I ain't doing shit except staying in my house. And I watched some Christmas movies. I drank some whiskey. I ate some really good food.
And you make something?
I made something, and then I went to the Porcelli's for New Year's or Christmas Eve.
Oh, nice. And, oh, I think I saw a picture of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a nice little time. I spoke to my sister and my brother. That was it.
You had that killer, was it steak last week? We all went to...
Yeah, we did. The prime rib over at Rafferty's. Haul out Rafferty's. I'll be back.
Massive, massive piece of beef. It's fun to watch him eat it.
Nice.
Well, I smashed that professionally, dude.
It looked good.
So this is going to drop this Friday, the day before New Year's Eve. So this will fit snug nice in there. So I guess next time we'll be on the mic, we'll be able to tell our New Year's Eve stories.
It'll be like 2017, bitch.
Fucking A, man. 2017.
20-year high school reunion is like in 3 years.
Oh, horseshit. Mine was last year and the year before, you know, because I'm from the South.
Do people go to the 20?
Hell yeah, they do, dude. Ours was a blast. I didn't go, but I saw pictures.
I know, I know the 10 is prominent.
Dude, everyone's going to
have, go to my 10. It was fucking badass.
Families and fucking kids, and they're all,
go to the 10-year. Years a little different.
I didn't go to my 10 because I still hung out with everybody that I went to high school with. I was still living in my hometown. The 20, I might go to. I don't know.
20 would be cool in your situation. See, my situation was like the 10 was a good reason for us all to get back together and just raise hell. And we did, and we had a blast. 10-year was awesome. But 20, I was like, man, no, not going. I mean, it's cool. I'll just go to like the 30. Or the 25, whatever they got.
I don't know. I'll see what happens. I'm still friends on Facebook with a lot of cats I went to high school with, so maybe if I get the invite, I'll...
I really wanted to go, but it was just like, it just wasn't in the cards. You know, you just kind of got to go with the flow. Hey. And for me, they had a blast. I was happy to see the pictures and whatnot, but at the end of the day, I missed my 20-year. So be it.
I just hope that my 20-year high school reunion is anything like Zach and Mary's 20. That's my favorite scene in the entire movie. I love that shit.
It's the fucking Catalina wine mixer, man. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Movie. That's what I want my 25th to
it's
be like.
Sorry if I can't help. I just want to. It's like sugar cocked on my.
It's like, oh, we're not having it in Cookville. We're having it in like Hawaii. Oh, I'll be like, dumb. Okay.
Vegas.
Vegas. I might go to that one.
Is it not generally at the school?
Well,
I guess if
usually
your school's not
there
anymore.
Usually it's very off-site.
Really? I always saw the movies where it's in the
gymnasium.
Like,
okay,
at the school.
So in my situation, it's like a whole week of like reunion. So like you have the homecoming football game, the pep rallies, all the bullshit, and then you know everybody comes back to town and like mingles and goes to like potlucks and whatnot. And then you have the reunion, you know. And it's
yeah,
like,
I remember. I think I remember that.
It's
now.
Like at like a golf course or, you know.
I think mine was like 3 days when my 10-year one.
Some rich person's there like, oh, I got a fucking 17-bedroom house and 166 acres. Let's just have it at my place.
Well, that's the thing now is you can't fake it as much as you – you can't lie as much as you used to be able to because everybody's on Facebook.
Right.
You
can 20 years ago.
No shit. Like, I mean, that's the thing. You can't – like, it's no bullshit, dude. You're either right. You're either there or you're not, you know.
20 years ago, you can run the scam.
Fuck everybody that,
just,
dude.
Everybody just stalks you on Facebook before you show up. So no, that's what I would do.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man.
Look
I
at
was,
all this, you see who's hot.
I was reminiscing today about, like, looking through some old pictures and shit. And my father did have 66 acres and a 5.5-bedroom, like, 4-bedroom or 4-bathroom house. Super sweet. Like, 66 acres of pure farmland that we worked all the time. And now there's, like, thousands of apartments being built behind it.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I was looking at pictures and I was just like, man, such a tough, like, racket. But, you know, it's also, too, it's, like, reality, man. It's like, look, man, you fucking you didn't handle your business, so now somebody else is handling it for you, and now there's, like, 10,000 apartments behind your place.
Yep.
Yeah, like, it is.
Like, I mean, I had a friend of mine come up to my door, and I was at the mailbox checking mail, and he was like, have you ever met Catfish? I don't know if you ever met Catfish.
Yeah, I think I have.
I think you met Fish.
Yes, I have met
Catfish. But he was like, it was his birthday, and he was just knocking on my door. He's like, man, I was too close to your house not to come by. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, man, you know, you should see the atrocity going on behind your old man's house. And I was like, dude, look, that's ancient history, dude.
Wait, I haven't met Catfish. I met Billy Bob or...
Oh, what's Ricky his? Bobby?
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby, you're damn lucky you get talked about on this show, you fat bastard piece of fucking South Carolina.
Do all of your friends have nicknames?
Dude, I know, I have like 57 aliases. Are you kidding me? I know.
I'm waiting for that pool to open so we can see the tan Buddha again.
Boop. The tan Billy.
Whatever, boat. Dude. I'm going to the fucking gym.
Pool of Moses.
As soon as our Irish friend gets back from Ireland. I'm going to be going to the gym with him every night, dude.
You're going to pump up?
Dude, whatever, dude. I worked hard on Saturday when we went, right before he left. And
that's how you do it. Start the New Year resolution before New Year. Get that shit
dude,
going.
Dude, no shit. He was like, man, you got to go with me. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll go. Sure as shit, man.
I need to get my ass back in the gym.
I killed it, dude.
Fat
like, I was
shit
in
right
pain
now.
For, like, 2 days. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, this feels good.
Like, I feel like I'm going
to... I'm trying to eat Doritos, but, like, my arm won't, like, get to my mouth, and I'm
that's,
like...
that's your muscles telling you... That's part of the
that's,
diet. That's
yeah,
it.
That's, yeah, exactly. It's like, do not eat Doritos. Yeah.
I've already blew it more. Like, last year, I was all right. Last year, I made it through the holidays without... Like,
shut up, Tony.
Without
you're
going
skinny.
Crazy, but I've already blew it this week, and I'm contemplating now. Like, do I start now, trying to get back to where I was, or do I just say fuck it for the rest of the winter and just start like in March? And
I say this:
it's gonna
wait
get hard, it's harder
after
and harder
the first
though,
of the year, and then go hard, dude.
I wanna
like,
look,
that's the thing, man. Yeah. I'm gonna learn how to play the saxophone, and I'm gonna get fit again.
Hell yeah, I would love to start a band.
Shit. That's all
Spencer
it is, dude.
You're gonna be
I said that fucking couple. That's my New Year's resolution, dude. I'm buying a shitty sax. I don't give a shit if it's plastic. I'm
gonna be
like,
all muscly out the all muscly and tan out the pool playing sax.
Hey, have you ever seen the movie Lost Boys?
I have.
You know when they're on the pier and there's that like oily fucking giant Guido looking dude
you're
with
that
the sax? That's me, dude. It's gonna be me, dude. Except I'm not gonna have the like ponytail.
You're gonna play some jazz.
I'm gonna be like.
Chris will be out there with some brushes, just like.
Next thing you know, fucking Spencer
Kyle's out there.
Kyle's
out there.
Dude, I'll be like on fucking James Corden, like karaoke, fucking carpool.
Yeah.
But I'll be doing the mouth horn.
Kyle busts out the bass, and there's like a little.
Kyle's
band jam.
Out, dude.
Like a
he's
jam
not
band
getting in, dude. He can wait for us. He can be in the tour car. Behind us,
we need a bass player.
No, I've got a percussionist, and then Jerry, right across from me, dude. He can pull double duty.
And then Jerry starts crooning. What if Jerry's got like the fucking pimp ass
Dean Martin?
Dude,
Jerry can ride in the back and he can be like,
what if that's
James Corden?
What if that's just how he tunes his voice, but then he starts going and he goes beep, 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 and starts singing like fucking Frank Sinatra.
Right.
Start spreading the news.
Snapping. He's pimp walking.
Dude, Jerry's a beast, dude. I wouldn't put it past him.
Jerry's got many hidden talents, I'm right. sure.
Top hat and a Monica look like Mr. Peanut.
P.S. Christopher, what are your thoughts on the logos?
I'm down for a change.
But how so?
Just simplify, you know, just
Dude, you cannot argue with those cards, dude.
We could remake those cards with this. I mean, this isn't really working out for visual on the audio podcast, but should we put the what we're thinking about up on the site?
Move
maybe
the glass. Move the glass. Keep the logo. The logo's fine, dude. I mean, you can heat it up.
It's a little cartoony.
Pull it down.
It is. I don't like the text.
And you're saying that everything on that fucking page is not cartoony, dude?
Well, we had.
And are we really leaning that far to the left or to the right? Or like, I mean,
we talked about it at the Christmas party a little bit. We all kind of agreed on one or two. Yeah. I think that's, again, doesn't really work out for a visual audience, but should we maybe...
That. I mean, if that was the one I was going to take, that'd be it.
Should we take our top two and put them on maybe social media and see, let people vote on it?
Sure.
Honestly, we went for that one and that one.
But or we can combine aspects of, but we should talk about this off the mic.
Oh, who cares? We're doing 30 minutes. Whatever.
Yeah, there's not really much to talk about this week because it's kind of in that limbo week.
Yeah, it's like we're all getting back and getting back into the fucking swing of things.
Is it last week or this week? Fucking George Michael and fucking what's
oh
it
George
it?
Michael
that would
Carrie
be
Fisher.
Today and
crazy
well,
yeah like the like last 3 days
the
two
last
people.
A few days
2016 needs
speaking
to be
of playing that saxophone
dude. No, I love George Michael. I love Wham, dude. I was fortunate enough to get to grow up and like didn't know he was gay at the time when I was listening to it. So it just was awesome music.
How can you not know that?
Right? It's like
I mean, dude, I was
like,
fucking six, 7 years old.
It was the
80s.
Everybody looked dressed
like
that.
I was like 6, 7 years old, dude. What the fuck did I know?
He's just too pretty,
people?
Man. There's a man that damn
I mean,
pretty.
Dude. But no, I don't know, dude. It's been weighing on my heart a lot. But, dude, the motherfucking Grim Reaper is fucking on fire in 2016,
yeah.
dude.
Well,
he's been slaying some motherfuckers.
Well, if you think about
and
it,
and bro, I can't even imagine what the next few days are gonna look
well,
like.
Well, it's gonna keep going. It's like everything from like 2014 on. Because if you think about it, the 60s, 70s
we lost a lot of people.
Well, we're the people that the time that we had the most amount of famous people. Those people are now getting old. Like the 60s, 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Like that's when Hollywood blew up. So all these we have there was a lot more famous people in that 30-year period, and now those people are all getting old. So
well,
like
they're extinguishing.
It's not going to stop. I think 2017 we're probably going to lose a lot more. Man, look at all these rock stars and stuff that are up there.
I know. I want.
Yeah, I mean it is. You know, I mean, God love us. We still have Mick. We still have you know.
The Stones, but
yeah,
dude,
I mean our Stones are together for the most part.
Dude, it's gonna be
Sir Paul's still with us. Elton's with us. You know, I mean, there's a lot of great guys that are still out there.
Yeah. So.
But you know, we have lost a significant amount of talent this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a couple.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but.
But you will.
Oh, fuck off. Everybody needs to guard Willie right now, dude. Like if I could have an M16 and guarding Willie Nelson right now, I would be guarding Willie.
I think he's actually been dead for a while, and he's just weed smoke like floats him around.
Poor shit.
He sounds exactly the same as he did 50 years ago.
And, that's because he's a badass.
I think
dude.
That weed's keeping him alive.
Yeah. If you, he's not going to actually die. He's gonna like remember that scene in the very first old Star Wars Darth Vader hits Obi Wan and he just kind of crumples into a bunch of clothes on the ground
yeah.
when they're having that fight. That's what.
Oh
that's what,
Lord, yeah.
That's what Willie's gonna happen. He's just gonna all this.
He's gonna
all this,
shape
his
shift.
His essence just gonna it's gonna come out one day in a big cloud.
Yeah, he's gonna turn into a puff of weed drag.
Dude, I hope I'm there to smell it, dude.
Getting high off some Willies.
That should be sweet.
Got high off Willies ashes today.
Well, shit. He says, roll me up and smoke me when I die, dude. I mean, that's one of his best songs ever. But no, I'm just saying, yeah, man, we've lost a lot of people this year. I'm sitting here looking at all this Share Your Buzz gear. I don't know where we're going with this.
Yeah, you know,
where are we at? 45 minutes now?
25. I thought, ooh. I was thinking about doing one of those year in review things, but then I just got too lazy to look up all the stuff that happened this year. I'm thinking, I can go back because I listen to a bunch since I've been back, all the podcasts I regularly listen to. And they all seem to devolve into political talk because that's still the only thing on anybody's mind. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I just
God forbid we do that.
No, I'm all about talking about it. I just don't want to do it again. I'm tired.
Well, I'm just excited the election's over.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, man, like, there's nothing else that's going to come about it other than inauguration. So, like, hold on tight, folks.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a crazy
Let's see what happens. Because, dude, I'm not super enthusiastic about it, but I'm like, all right, dude, here we go again. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's like, you remember like the day after the Brexit vote, all the people were like, oh, shit, what the fuck did we do? I think even people that voted for Trump now are like, oh, fuck, this wasn't supposed to happen.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll I don't see. Either, I don't man. Know. I mean, like, it's too soon to call.
I feel
dude.
Like America
you know,
bought
he,
the ticket.
He, yeah, buy the ticket, take the ride, man. That's what happened. And as much as it is, like, a shitty pill to swallow, like, well, let's just see what happens.
Well, I think the silver lining of it, well, and I guess it's too early to act like we know what's going to happen, but the silver lining of it so far is to this, the fact that he was able to get elected was... It was a wake-up call that it was a wake-up call that we can't just assume that people are all progressive and all good people and think like we do. And like,
let's just say I'll go on the record to say that I don't even think he thought he was going to win.
I know. It's just
truly, I think he was just doing it for
I think
publicity
he was doing it
and
for
that
like,
shit actually
he just,
happened.
He was like fucking posturing. Mm-hmm. And then lo and behold, the motherfucker won.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't address the nation in a minute, because he's like, crash course, presidency 101.
Yep.
Like,
dude, he's got so many
he's
advisors
so
right
behind
now,
closed doors right
ass.
Now. Not yeah, kidding. Dude.
Yeah, well, the advisors scared me, too. Like, it's like.
Oh, it's all Bush regime, dude. I mean.
No, it's all like CEOs
in,
and shit, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
let's
not,
put
I'm not going to go into things.
The fucking
but.
Secretary of State guy. Let's make the guy who controls. All the, who owns all the
ExxonMobil,
all the oil, in charge of dealing with the countries that have all the oil. Oh, this is going to work out just fine.
I'm telling well, you guys.
How
you
is that know, not a conflict of interest?
You
own the
corporate
oil.
America
was it you that
enough,
told me?
But,
somebody told me they were like, there was this clairvoyant that said that this was going to be our last president. And I'm going to just put, I'm going to be
yeah.
the guy to put the spin out there, y'all. Because I kind of like it. It's fun.
Oh, you Spencerdamus?
It's fun to trick the brain a little bit.
Spencerdamus says.
But no, like, at the end of the day, man, hey, he's the incoming president. And as soon as he's inaugurated, I'm an American. I'll get behind him, dude. We'll see what he does.
I think it's hilarious that he got elected, to be honest with you.
Well, dude, it's even funnier. It's even funnier that fucking Schwarzenegger is taking over the fucking... What's the fucking show?
No,
the Apprentice. The Apprentice.
Liberty Apprentice.
They're pushing that shit on TV right now. I'm just so like, wow, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this is where we're going.
He ended his career as a politician. Now he's going back to TV, and then the TV star is going to be the politician.
So it's fucking madness, dude.
We definitely if we
2017, y'all.
If we were like already the reality show for the rest of the world, now we're serious. Oh. Now we're literally the reality show for the rest of the world.
I don't know. I've actually heard that Schwarzenegger's pretty intelligent. I'm not saying that Trump's not.
Dude, he's had an illustrious career, dude. You can't get that far without not like you have to be intelligent. That being said.
And people like him
I don't
for
know
all
much
for all.
About California
Arnold
politics,
Arnold so. Grew up a little different in America than most people because like he was a giant.
Obviously, people like him because we just forgot that he totally cheated on his wife with the maid and like got her pregnant, and everybody just forgot about
dude,
that shit.
Nobody
he's
even,
got a bastard.
Nobody
out there,
even talks about that anymore.
There's
dude.
A little bastard on a run around.
I mean, nobody. I mean, that's like, okay, so like.
And I've seen that woman not attractive. I mean, no
like,
offense, but
okay,
his wife wasn't that
let's
attractive.
Talk about, let's
face.
Talk about a few months ago. Like, even during the campaign, like, nobody brought up Monica. That shit was an off topic. Because Hillary was running, but like nobody really brought up Monica. Dude.
Well, hell, with all the,
they kept it. They kept it within fucking frame.
Told, but I mean, I feel like that would be a bit lowbrow to like make her have to live through that again. Because I mean, yeah.
But horseshit, if he's gonna be the first man.
True, but I mean,
like,
yeah,
how many AIDS is he gonna be trying to fuck?
He's gonna smash them all.
There you go.
I think that was probably on the list, and they just didn't get to it because
like,
there were so many conspiracies already surrounding her. They were like, we don't even need to tap into
this
shit.
Dude, I don't even think Ivanka's going to live in the White House, so you ain't got to worry about her smashing a servant or anything. And then, you know, Donnie Boy's going to be like in and out on
It'd
Air
weird,
Force
the first
One.
First lady not living in the White House. That might be the first time ever. Was she going to stay in...
She's in Trump Towers, supposedly, is what they say is going to happen, but we'll see.
Well, she could be a spy.
See,
how long is she? I think it's funny that he wants to revoke the immigration program that brought her here. The program that she got her green card on is the one that it was one of the ones that he wants to revoke.
Yeah, but she actually worked and got a green card.
I highly recommend that you guys.
No, he's talking about people that have green cards and shit. He wants to revoke all that like work permits and shit like that.
I think that's just spin, T. That's all spin, dude. He doesn't believe that.
Well, he said it. So.
Well, show me the excerpt and I'll believe it.
He said he wanted to revoke all of Obama's executive orders and on immigration. And that was all like DECA and work visas and things like that. So even people that are here legally trying to become citizens, he wants to get all them out too. And
I call horse shit.
That's not just Mexicans. That's like Europeans and
whatever,
you know.
Dude. I'll go to Mexico, dude. I'll go to the Hacienda, dude. Fine, dude. Fine. I'll go to Amsterdam, dude. I'll fucking defect.
Hey,
I'll
man, Mexico's what America could have been, man.
I mean, dude. Like, that's the beauty of it is like, you know, and I don't even know if this is even proper to fucking say, but, dude, at the end of the day,
well,
man, history repeats itself. All empires fall, dude. And last time I checked, we've been on the top notch for about what, fucking 200 years.
Economically,
we might be due up for a little fucking slobber knocker, dude. So
I still think we're too new as a country to fall yet. We've only been a country for 300 years.
Yeah, but
at
the end of the day, look at our fucking stance and our posture, dude. Like, we ain't the only motherfucking swinging dicks in this world.
No. Every empire had their like a. Shit, every empire had that one that couple of decades where they were, you know, they had their I'm trying to think of what that Roman, like, they all had their Caligulas and their Neros and those guys that kind of didn't do much for state but were still kind of fun to read about.
No, I agree. You're right. I mean, I don't give up hope. I'm just saying it wouldn't fucking surprise me.
I think we should be. I don't understand why we fight with Mexico. I mean, I get the immigration and the cartels and all that, but we like if something did pop off overseas, don't we want the people that are connected to us to be kind of on our side? Like, also
that are landlocked.
Yeah, and dude, I
Canadians, Mexicans,
I
Americans
know we have,
unite. Let's get some.
I know we have like one of, if not the greatest, biggest military, but if. Let's say there's things that we need when it comes down to war, there might be some shit that we're not, you know, legally or morally able to do. Let's why not have the people that have all the cartels? Dude, those cartels are as skilled in espionage and carrying things across borders as our military is.
Tony, that's called the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency.
Dude,
I'm sure they're way ahead of everything you're talking about.
We need to be friends with the Mexican government. So
we are friends with them, man.
Use those cartels.
How do you think all the heroin and meth and crack and coke and fucking weed gets up into the fucking
exactly.
Americas, dude?
Exactly.
It's because they're in bed with the government. Like, this is not something that just happened overnight, dude. Yes, factions change, but the smaller thought processes, for the government, it's good money, dude.
Exactly.
No, huge billions.
You're reiterating what I just said. I think we shouldn't be arguing with them about their people coming over here. We should like be friendly as fuck with them so we can use those cartels to our advantage when shit pops off with Russia.
Well, that sounds all good and great, but you know, if you're not paying attention.
Yeah, see, but that goes into like military strategic planning and shit. Like, yeah, dude. Like, it's one thing to
That's the reason why the middle class is fucking destroyed, because we got to pay so many fucking taxes
for
everybody.
Well, we actually fill up all the gray space for the
people that can't work,
$42 million a year for such and such.
Don't pay taxes.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
well, I personally think if you send, if you got rid of the people that are working those menial jobs, it's not going to force companies to pay Americans more. It's going to force America. They're going to, those companies are not coming off those profits, dude. That what they're going to do is starve Americans out until Americans take those lower paying jobs at what the Mexicans were getting paid, which is going to further diminish the middle class and further set. That's what they want.
I'm moving to Amsterdam.
They want that wage gap.
Well, I mean, you have to have that. Economics 101 says you have to have different people, different economical classes to make a government work or make fucking society work, right? That's just the way it is. But I'm talking about just making them pay their taxes. I'm not talking about kicking them out, you know? If anything, just legitimize the motherfuckers and make them pay taxes, you know what I mean?
And even a little bit more tax just because they're foreigners. I mean, let's be honest. Come on now. Like, I mean, dude, if I go to fucking Holland, you think they're going to fucking give me status? No. They're going to be like, it's going to take you 3 years to get your Holland status as a naturalized citizen.
It takes a long time to become a citizen.
You know, and so, like, why shouldn't we hold ourselves equally at a high regard than these other countries do?
I think we do to some degree. I mean, like, if you're from Africa or Europe, it takes a hot minute to get over here. You can't just,
no, I've watched my stepmother, who's from Chengdu, China, like, actually become an American citizen. And guess what? She worked her fucking ass off for it.
There's a lot of people that go through the due process.
She is a true naturalized, like, American citizen now. And she's got a Social Security card and driver. Like, she's a baller now. Like, China ain't got shit on her.
This conversation devolved from Christmas to politics quickly.
Well, hey, back to Christmas. It's the year of the dragon over in China.
Merry Krima.
Share your Krima with the buzz. And I'm just glad to see that your ass made it back from fucking Florida fine.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to see you guys. I'm glad to be back home. There's always something good about coming home.
Did your daughter sass mouth you at all while you were home?
No, we get along great.
I could tell by the pictures, but I was like, I wonder if she ever just sass mouths him.
The backhand.
Did she ever tell you to shut up?
We've gotten into it when we were, we got into it, but I think.
She's what, 19?
No, she's 20, man. She's 20. She's a lot more laid back and calm now. She's out of the house. I think she just, she probably gets into it with her mom more than she does me.
That's good, dude. Always be the nurturer, dude. Be the dad.
Well, it's not so much that as it is that I'm just not, she always lived with her mom.
Hates her mom way more than
She probably, I think it went through cycles. You go through, especially when you're like the dad that wasn't, that didn't live with them. So there's like, sometimes I get, the blame goes on mom for a little bit, then the blame goes back on me for a little bit, and it trying to transfer. But now that she's out of the house and she's on her own, I mean, she's pretty stable.
And I would probably say she's probably had a little time to reflect and be like, oh shit, like, this is where I'm at now, and shit ain't so bad.
No. I mean,
because, like, you've always taken care of her, and I know, I'm sure mom's taking care of her, so. I just think it's special that you got to go home and, like, spend some time with her.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, man. And I'm looking forward to, the holiday season technically isn't over yet.
What are you
going to
do
when
she gets married? Have you started saving for that yet? I got a guy if you need to start saving.
Oh, I thought, man, I got a guy for, like, if I need to take care of somebody.
No, well, I got one of those, too. But, I was talking about where.
When you say, when you're Italian and you say, I got a guy, it can mean lots of things.
Right.
Very true.
Fix your washer or put somebody in a hole. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like we can either dig or we can dig. Like, what do you want to do?
So, yeah, man, I'm excited. So, maybe after I should have prepared some New Year's stuff, but like I said, that seemed kind of cheesy. I thought we'd just catch up, do a quick segment.
So hey, I got good news. I got a race today, man. Just out of nowhere.
Oh,
was not expecting it.
Merry Christmas.
Hurricane in the house, y'all.
Got to work. Boss was like, come in here, man. I was like, oh, shit. What did I do?
Oh, shit, he heard the podcast.
thinking it's bad, and then it turned out good.
He was like, hey, man, get a little raise. So I was like, sweet.
Nice. In fact, my daughter.
Bro, you're due up, man. You're due up.
It has been.
Dude, you fucking work hard, dude. I see you. Like, you work hard, man.
Just for being outside in this weather. It's fucking
Tony, did you get a little.
Did
you get a bonus this year?
I don't want to talk about work stuff.
No, I got a bonus.
Did you?
I got a bonus, and he didn't even tell us he was going to do it.
Nice.
But there was like an extra 150 on my
check. Well, let me put it this way. If I got one, I
would
tell you about it.
Ding, ding. I was like, oh, shit. Because, dude. I track my paychecks, like, proper. Like, I know what I work, and I know what, like, taxes are and everything. So, weekly budget. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, 150? And, dude, he didn't even say a word about it. He gave it across the board to the whole company.
Nice.
I'm talking, like, probably 75, 85 people. Nice. Throughout the whole company, he gave 150 a piece.
It must mean the restaurants are doing well.
Dude, I was like, I was so humbled. Dude, I just gave him a hug. Like when we went to the party the night at Corsair, I was like, love you.
Thanks, bud.
Because that Hell shit yeah, hit. Man. That shit hit like right before Christmas.
Yeah, you're like, why is my check? Because
I was like, I was like, why is it?
Who's doing payroll?
So, God bless. Man. God bless our Eastside family. We love you.
Nice. Hell yeah, guys. My daughter got a little bonus and a raise, too, just now.
Nice.
So,
nice.
I don't know. Maybe they haven't given us ours yet. Maybe I'm like Clark Griswold waiting for my bonus to come, and it's a Jelly of the Monk Club.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you get a raise, though, and it'd be like just enough just to, like, shut you up. You know what I mean? But sometimes
yeah,
you get,
but
like,
sometimes 50,
raise,
when you know? When you, like, break it down, it's only, like, you know, 50 cents extra a week. You're like,
well, I mean,
damn
like,
it.
It's easy to do. So, 50-cent raise is $20 a week.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you break it down. Yeah. Yeah, you do the math.
I mean,
yeah,
but still,
that's
though,
yeah, man,
it adds up.
Yeah. All right, Spence,
I always want those like $10 raises.
Oh, I've only
$10
had one
an
fat
hour
chunk raise in my life. It's when I right around when I graduated.
It's
school.
Like we're promoting you, but we're not putting you on salary. We're keeping you on hourly, and you make
hourly
like 30.
You just got Asian there for a minute. We
hour,
put you on hourly.
Celery, broccoli, carrots.
All right, man, let's wrap it up. Spence, what do you? By the time we get back together, it'll be 2017. So what are you looking forward to in 2017, brother?
Buying a saxophone, trying to learn to play it, and losing some weight. That's about my thing, dude.
Nice. Christoph?
Let's see. I'm also on the Get Fit tip. Because I never met my summer weight last year. I'm disappointed in that. I never got to my summer weight. And I had one more. See more live music. Because I've been slacking on that. So
nice.
I need to go check out some more live music.
Anthony?
Oh, man. I want to finish the book I'm working on. And I want to, I don't know, man. I want to work on being a little bit more laid back.
There
and some, get rid of some stress and anxiety. So.
Just dust it off, buddy.
Hey, man, that sounds like an amazing 2017 for all of us, right?
Yeah, man. So I guess we'll see you guys.
Yeah, man. I'm ready for that fucking pool to open. Once New Year's is over, I'm
we'll
just
see
like,
you
all
guys
right, let's
in,
get warm again.
We'll see you guys in July. We're taking a 3-month hiatus.
We got to do more pool casts. That's another.
Yeah, that should be a thing.
Yeah,
year.
I think, okay, we did our personal ones. So, like, we need to get together one night and talk about maybe just, like, some stuff we want to do in this year and make it happen. Like, not unrealistic shit. Like, shit that we could actually make happen. Pick, like, two or three things that we want to do.
I know what mine is.
P.S.
Think
can
Buzz needs to go visual.
Can I still throw Jesco White in there? Because
you need to get Jesco.
I just got reached out to again about doing that one, and I was like, holy shit, that's still on the table? And they're like,
hey, if
yep.
You folks out there know who Jesco White is and you're a listener, then you should write Tony an email and
P.S.
tell Tony.
Yeah, he's going to be there. He's going to be there with Henson on the 30th.
Yeah, we're going to that.
We'll work out some stuff.
After the podcast.
We'll get that visual stuff worked out. We'll get that YouTube page cracking.
Good things, Casey Musgrave. I love you. You know we're coming for you.
Special things if you just say her name enough. She'll walk through the door one night.
Casey, please don't be worried. I'm not a fucking creeper. I'm just saying.
I would like to do more.
We're going to come and like introduce ourselves to you, and you're going to love us, and you're going to do our show, and that's what's going to happen, dude.
I would like to do more on-location stuff again. Yeah, I want to do more local bars and stuff like
P.S., that. P.S., Santa, and, dude, we can either do it there or do it here.
Yeah, I'd like to do
Santa's is very open to our whole Share Your Buzz thing.
I want to do that. There's so many also just new bars that are opening up in our neighborhood or even in Midtown. There's like I've been going to a Tailgate Brewery. I dropped them off a card. There's like just so many new bars in town and breweries that I want to hit up, and like we should get in there now while they're just opening up and kind of like, you know, drop cards off.
2016, 2017 new year, dude. We're coming strong. Share Your Buzz Nashville, dude. Let's go.
Hey, what's his name? The door guy at Santa's?
Jonah.
Jonah. He wants to be on the show too.
Yes. Well, actually he's going to like shadow Santa.
Okay. I got you. Yeah.
He's his, like Imperial Guard.
I think Santa would outshadow him.
Well, dude.
Nobody can stand in Santa's shadow.
Denzel carries weapons on him in his boot, in his back, and his probably his pocket.
Who the fuck is Denzel? Is that your?
That's Santa.
Oh.
So you don't know these things.
I thought
Hush
you.
It.
I
we'll
thought
save that for the other show. We can't. No spoilers.
I thought you had a black bodyguard all of a sudden.
Oh, we do. Denzel Washington's gonna be here too.
Did you get old Kellen and the Gravity Girls on here?
Yeah, we got that coming up. That's coming up in January, right? Didn't she set that up for someone?
Yeah, we got.
We need to lock down a date on that. But now we're just talking about
business stuff. Did you say Glock?
Glock
down.
We got a Glock down. Matt 10, motherfucker.
I love it.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Merry Christmas, fuckers. Happy New Year. Share your buzz.